let's hit it. It's What the Buzz with Emily and Joanna. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Joanna.
What a week.
It's been a week, right?
It feels like
it's been 2 weeks in podcast world, but this week specifically.
When did we announce the parade? Because I know Buzz effed it up.
Buzz let it slip. So what's today? Today's October 1st, the spooky season. When we're recording this, so you're not going to hear this.
Happy first day of Halloween, y'all.
Happy first day. But we announced it on Monday. But you...
This past Monday. Okay, yes, because it was just the three of us.
Yes.
Announcing
Buzz
it.
Buzz did let it slip on Friday. Because that's really why I was like, I was playing with this RC car in the hallway.
Let me tell you, the video came out amazing,
my
though.
Poor little mare of Nightmare Before Christmas. And I was trying to find out if he has an actual name. I think he's just the mayor.
The mayor?
But I was playing down the hallway with that thing, trying to get like, we have a special announcement coming. And then Buzz says it on air. But I was like, probably people didn't catch it.
Very towards the end of the show. So I don't think a lot of people caught it.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm still going to put it up. And so we had to get everything, because usually when you guys say something on air, somebody's looking for it online, because there is a form to fill out if you want to be part of the parade. So I was like, oh God, I hope I don't get those.
Did you get a barrage of people?
We've been getting them throughout September. People were asking since September, so I kept bugging people too here to be like, are we doing this or not?
Right.
Which we had to just make sure everything fell into place.
Nice.
And it has. So we're good with that.
Well, we're having a Halloween parade. It's our 36th annual.
Not 26.
Not 26.
36.
36th annual Halloween parade. It's a ton of fun. It's one of my favorite things to do while I'm here.
Yeah, it's
at the
my
station.
Only favorite event here at the event.
You know what event I love too? And we haven't done it in so long. Taste of El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love that event.
Forgot about Taste of El Paso.
Bring that up and like start being like, hey, we should bring this back.
Be like,
I love it.
Can we do it outside? Because
in the outdoors.
Still in a pandemic. Yeah, I think we could. If it was inside the convention center, you could just switch it to the patio where we had Cool Canyon nights.
It was inside because it's usually like in November, so it's cold.
Oh, yeah, it's cold. Huh?
But bring it back like al fresco style. Anyway, back to the parade. Back to the lecture at hand. Halloween parade. Super excited. Buzz kept bugging, like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going
to
be doing?
And see, he used to hide those. Now you guys don't do a big reveal at the parade.
I know. So he's announced it. We're doing Midsummer. But recently, I got into Squid Game.
I keep seeing things of the Squid Game and cookies, and I don't get it.
And
I have not started it yet.
Now I'm like, we should do Squid Game, you guys.
You guys got to decide.
Like, it would be real simple. It's really hard right now because Buzz is out.
Yeah.
Buzz is out on vacation for a few days. So he's not here to make decisions with us.
Yeah.
And before he left, we had been looking up for costumes for Nico and Lisa. Because he wants the bear costume, which he found
one. We're
going
to burn him.
Which was like $300, almost $400.
And it was nothing for him.
And it was not even a good bear costume.
I want that skeleton. Yeah, and I can't even think of $300 for a skeleton. This guy's like, bear jacket, wear it once.
Right. All we need, really, is a bear costume, and then we can put, like, embellishments of blood and
I feel he should get an actual costume, not the hat. Like, he still needs the hat, but he needs the body.
He needs the body, yeah.
Yeah, not just the hat.
Spirit sells one for, like, $80.
Yeah.
Perfect,
20%
right?
off coupon, there you go.
But he's not even here, and we're, like, trying to make decisions because we're running out of time where it's already October. Maybe
dun,
that's
dun,
one
dun.
Of the things that's stressing me, too.
Right.
I've been a little stressed
dress,
this weekend.
Yeah, your dress is going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, I got to finish it.
I feel like you should just bring it in here and then everyone,
I
all
have
hands
like
on
a,
deck.
Right. Everybody's going to start making flowers for me.
Yeah.
Because I saw a hack to make flowers with streamer.
We should.
And for all the bare spots that I have,
put
just
in the,
stick those streamer. Mm-hmm. Everybody, make flowers for Joanne.
We should. I used to have to make them when I was little for school.
Make a...
I'm saying
we'll make an activity out of it.
We
everybody
should. The
gets
way
a treat
that the sales
for every
team used
100
to do,
flowers you make.
Yeah, the sales team used to be like, okay guys, we're gonna get lunch at Angry Owl, and so everyone's gonna come join to put tickets together or packets together for our
look
events.
At that,
we should do that for your dress,
right? Somebody should sponsor it. McDonald's,
we got trade somewhere.
Right.
we'll ask someone.
We'll
like,
get lunch and we're all going to make flowers for Joanna's costume.
Exactly.
But now I'm like, Squid Game? Squid Game is simple. It's just like a jumpsuit.
And then you have like a triangle on your face or something.
Okay, so they have different symbols.
Okay.
It's a triangle, a circle, and a square. And the square is like the highest ranking one.
How do you get the ranks?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that. I'm like on episode 5.
I'm
on a halt because I made my sister and nephew start watching it.
Oh, so you want everyone to catch up.
So now I'm going to have to wait until they catch up to me.
Okay, that makes more sense. It's fun when you get to watch it with someone.
Yeah, and I'm all like, yes, somebody watch it so we have something to talk about at dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Besides my nephews trying to decide what they're going to be for Halloween.
I saw your post on Facebook. You guys should look for Joanna on Facebook. That's adorable if they're going to be so the three blind mice.
Yeah, so they're sitting like, they sit at one end of the table. It's a huge table.
Yeah.
And they sit at one end and my sister and my mom and I are at the other end. And then I hear them go, okay, guys. We need to figure out what we're going to be for Halloween. And I'm like, ooh, what are you guys going to be for Halloween? And the oldest goes, we have it narrowed down to three things. He's like, I want to be the Three Musketeers.
Okay.
And I'm all, that's amazing. He's all, but the candy bars. And I'm all,
oh, like actual candy bars?
The candy bars. He's like, it's funny, right? Just the Three Musketeers, but the candy bar. And then my other nephew goes, yeah, but I thought he said Mouseketeers. He's like, and I thought, oh, we should be Mouseketeers. He's like, all we need are the shirts with our names and the Mickey ears.
The Mickey ears, yeah.
And then that's I look cute. At the little one and I'm like, what do you want to be? He's like, you know Shrek? And I'm like, yes, I know Shrek.
Who doesn't?
And he's like, the three blind mice.
That's adorable. And I'm
like, oh my God, that's amazing.
I think he wins it, in my personal opinion.
I'm like, just be like the three blind Mouseketeers.
That's a very good play on words. And then enter all the contests.
The little ones all, we just need those sunglasses. That's it. And like a cane.
Yeah, go to the dollar store.
The mouse ears.
Boom. Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Oh, boy, you guys are crazy.
I love it. I love their creativity.
My costume for the parade is taking so much time. I don't have time to do the Fratelli's one that we wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to do Goonie stuff, right?
So they're like, we're going to do our own thing, all right?
And aww, I was like,
you don't want me to do it with you anymore?
Oh, you got kicked out, Joanna.
I got kicked out.
Well, because you have to join your morning show
I'm in
crew.
The bathroom and I hear my sister. Yeah, I thought we were going to do Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Aw, so, what,
so
oh,
now
yeah,
she got kicked out,
got
too.
Kicked out. What, she's going to go solo then.
She's going to have to go solo. I don't know
or
what she wants
mom.
To be. Or with my mom, yeah.
Boom.
I don't care what it is, but you guys have to wear costumes to the parade. Do you know whose nephews you are?
Yeah.
You're my nephews.
They're going to be like, what, Joanna?
What will the people say?
Yeah, I'm going to point it out. Like, Joanna's family's over here. Not in
they're
costume.
They're not in costume.
Just want you all to look at them. Under the Kaylee Q tent. There they are.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
But now I'm like, Squid Game would be pretty cool. Like, it's just, like, pink pants. Apparently it's pink. It looks red, but they call it pink soldiers.
No, they looked pink, yeah.
It's pink pants, pink hoodie, and then, like, a mask. And then with the triangle,
there's
the square.
There's going to be so many people rushing to get those now because it just
that's
came
like
out, right?
Halloween 2021 is going to be like just the pink soldiers.
Oh, pink soldiers. What? I don't even know what the hot costumes are this year. I was going to look it up. Everyone's
you know
usually
what?
Like Harley
it
Quinn.
Up and I
Harley
forgot.
Quinn. Harley Quinn.
Buzz and I like to do that when we're on the float and just be like, there's a Harley Quinn.
There's a
Joker.
Harley Quinn. There's a Super Mario.
There's a Bob Ross. Always a Bob Ross.
Always some kind of Dia de los Muertos mm-hmm. face paint.
I always love seeing like the Bob's Burgers characters because I'm all, there's Linda.
Those are cute.
I love seeing people in costume. It's great.
It's fun.
I love being on that float.
And we'll find out soon.
I kept telling Buzz,
candy.
You were here when Buzz and I were looking for costumes. At that point, Buzz was like, screw it. We're doing Midsummer.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe we should wait for Nico and Lisa. And
you
Buzz goes,
everyone.
Look. Nico will agree to anything that we do.
Yes, this is true.
The
he
one
has
we
to.
Have problem with is Lisa.
Yeah.
Who's already saying, do I have to do this?
Yeah. Because I did
hear
her.
And then I'm all
her.
Like, why doesn't she like to do the parade?
Yeah, I did hear her bring up that because there was an incident once, mm-hmm. incident once involving me.
It was you.
So I'm always like, it happened to me, okay? I'm not on the float anymore. So you're fine.
Right.
Nothing's gonna happen to you guys, but it was me, and I think it was like in 2014. And
really
Buzz
quick.
Chose.
If you missed it this past week on the show, Lisa brought up an incident that happened
yes.
on why she doesn't like it when Buzz, because Buzz gets really intense about it.
Yes,
and he wants it all to be, you know, bloody and gory Halloween.
He always wanted to say Halloween because there's cute Halloween, yes, and there's slutty Halloween. But
he's all like, no, let's make it gory. So Buzz always wants to add blood to everything.
Yes, for every reason.
And so Lisa brought it up this past week, how she hates that he gets that intense about it. Yeah. And she's already resisting to this one. And so she brought up this incident. I didn't know who she was talking about.
Yeah, and that's why.
Emily's like, it was me. Then I felt super bad.
No, and it's not that I don't mind bringing it up. I would love, I'll do it on air with Buzz and be like, remember? Do you remember what you said, Buzz? Do you remember what you said to me? But it's my personal experience. Right. So that's what I always say. Like, y'all are good, okay? Uh-huh. Maybe Buzz learned from it. I don't know. I doubt it. Uh-huh. But he still does like to involve blood. And I'm trying to remember. Yeah. We were supposed to be Marvel zombies. So there was blood.
That's what I think Lisa said.
Yes, it was Marvel zombies. And there was blood involved. And I was fine with it. Mm-hmm. But Buzz had already been in his buzzy mood. And so there was a time when the parades were happy. And everyone used to meet at Duke Keith's house, which is close to Album Park. And he would have pizza there for everyone, would go get ready there and eat. But Buzz was already in his mood. And because he wanted me to be Buzz Squirrel Girl or Wasp. Intense. Yeah. And I was like, dude, you guys didn't get me that costume. The only costume I had, because they didn't care about me. I was just the intern Emily or whatever, right? And Mondo's easy. He's always Wolverine. Duke was Thor. He looked amazing. Nice. And Lisa did a great job on her Storm costume. But all I had was like, I'll just be Venom because I had one of those black suits back in the day when the morph suits were like the. So I was like, I'll just be Venom. I'll just tear it up to like half of my face and whatnot. But during that process, I was already like super acne. Like my face broke out really bad.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to put anything on my face. I had already like painted it, or they wanted me to paint it and all that. And I was like, I'm just going to draw the Venom things with like puff paint.
Okay.
So I was trying to decorate the outside of my stuff instead of putting anything on my face to rip it to make it look like the symbiote or whatever was on my face instead that way.
Okay.
Not paint anything. But Buzz, of course, was like, no, no, we all have to have blood. And I was like, I'll put the blood on my body. He's like, you need to put it on your face. And I had just been dumped, I think, a week or two before this happened. So it was like for a 4-year relationship that I got dumped on air while I was working because Mondo. Oh, no. So I got a text. He texted me and dumped me while I was working on air.
Oh, no.
So I read it while I was working. Sorry, guys. I read my phone while I was on air. So I obviously was freaking out.
Right.
So that happened that happened like a week or two before. Okay. So Buzz knew what happened because obviously I freaked out. And then I did talk about it on air because he was like, what's going on? Uh-huh. I even let Buzz to a point where I explained what happened on air.
Okay.
I was like, I'll talk about it. I talked about it on air.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I was just mad.
Right.
So Buzz took advantage of my pain. And was like,
of course.
Talk about it. Yeah, you want to talk about it?
Tell us about it.
Yeah, he didn't care really, he just wanted to see where it went, right? So like, fine, I'm mad too. I'll talk about it. And I did on air again a week or two before this parade happened.
Okay.
So Buzz knew the situation, right? That's what I'm saying. That's how good the situation. Buzz knew about it, even to the point where it's talked about on air. So when I said, I don't want to put anything on my face, he's like, why does it matter? You don't have anyone to look good for anymore. And everyone just like record scratch, cut off. Mondo went to my defense real quick and started cussing him out. But how insensitive he is, blah, blah, blah.
And yeah, that's awful.
I went to the bathroom and cried. And Lisa was like, it's okay, dude. He's stupid. Like, you know, trying to comfort me while Mondo attacked him. And Duke's just eating his pizza. Because, he just wants to be neutral. And so, no hard, like, we let it go after that. But I was like, that's why no one wants to be on this with you, man. Like, that's why no one wants to hang out with
you. Yeah, he gets really intense.
Yeah, and Mondo, that's what everyone is telling him. He's like, dude, that's why we all agree to hang out with you and do stuff. But when we hang out with you, you pull crap like that, that we just walk away. Or we don't want to hang out with you for a while or whatever.
Right.
So that's why, like, that incident that's where she tries to say, well, from now on, we're not going to do anything you say, or I don't want that to happen to me.
Okay.
I was like, but Buzz says crap like that all the time.
Oh, yeah. He makes offhanded remarks like that, thinking it's funny or thinking that it's not going to hurt anyone. Oh, it hurts sometimes.
Yeah. So that was the incident.
Did he ever apologize?
I don't even remember. I honestly probably was like, I'm not even going to accept it. Go away. Get away from me. Uh-huh. And just left it alone. I don't remember him apologizing.
He probably didn't.
Or if he did, I probably took it as a, because Mondo yelled at you. Because Mondo was always yelling at him to defend everyone. Mondo was always the one to be like, don't be like that, man, or whatever. So thank you, Mondo, for.
That was nice.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah. So.
No, Buzz will do that. And that's how intense he gets about Halloween costumes.
Yeah. And I love Halloween just as much as I told him. Like, dude, I get know, it.
But he makes the experience, like, he'll sour it.
Yeah.
And rather than us trying to have fun, he will somehow. I don't know. He has, like, the. In Spanish, they say, tiene el don. But he's got, like, the power to. Just. This talent to make it. A bad experience.
Yeah.
There are times where we have fought before we've gotten onto the float.
Oh,
just because Buzz is annoying.
Because he's just
and we're
mad.
Just like, shut up.
But is he like, why do you have to do that? Again, why do you gotta be so negative?
And then we get on the float and we're like, fine.
Yeah, and this incident happened right before we were getting on the float. And it was just like, now we all gotta be on this
now
float.
Now everyone's all angry.
Yeah, we're all
we
mad.
We take
at
it
each
out
other.
On the kids throwing the candy.
Yeah, and then he gets mad at how you throw the candy.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude,
we get
here.
On the float and he's still doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Joanna, don't throw that much candy. Joanna, slow down with the candy.
And I'm like,
what the hell, Buzz?
It's 2021.
Let's start taking bets about what it's going to be this year.
Yeah, take how long it'll take for him to mention someone about the candy. Like
the candy, right?
Like,
we're
going to
start taking bets.
Yeah. And that's
if
why
y'all
like,
want in on it, let us know.
If anything, yeah, because this year we're not going to try to do a live stream. We've tried 2 years in a row, and it just never works for us.
No,
the
no,
live stream
that.
Never works. So that's why I was thinking maybe we could try to do a live stream the way we used to do it. Depends how big your guys' float is like Scott Lewis. The
previous when he was
DME,
on it.
When you hide in the corner of your parade float so that you can take pictures of people.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking I'm going to. Hijack your guys, like sit in the corner and just sit on the float with you guys.
Oh,
but secretly,
Emily.
I could write down bets of what's going on.
Yeah, you're just there like, Joanna just won this bet.
Candy blow
mansion.
$150.
Somehow he always ends up yelling at Lisa for some reason.
Yells at Lisa.
Because she's not
PM.
Doing something. Lisa, don't do this. Lisa, be more animated.
Yeah, I'd be like, what time is he yells at Nico? What time he yells at Lisa?
I'm trying to think. The last parade we have, Lisa didn't even participate in it.
Yeah,
it was Nico, and then we got Joe Pete come in at the last minute. And I'm trying to think if he yelled at them for anything.
I don't know. I haven't. I can ask Joe Pete next time at a remote.
I think maybe at Nico for some reason or another. But Buzz will find a way to sour the whole experience.
I'm going to make a list. And maybe we'll do it that way. Because, I have to take pictures of everyone anyway. So maybe I'll just sit on the corner if the thing's big enough. If not, I'll just walk around.
That'll be fun.
As Fat Thor. That is what I'm going to be.
Oh, we can have you be one of the virgins from the Harga in Midsummer.
Oh, those chicks. No, I'll just put a flower over my face and be like.
Pretend I'm a plant.
Yeah, pretend I'm a plant. And I'll just take pictures so that I don't interrupt your guys' group costume. I won't wear my Thor costume. I'll just hide.
Once Buzz comes back, I'm gonna be like, dude, we really need to nail down our costumes.
And you're going to be like, Squid Game.
Not, Squid Game. We're doing Squid Game.
And he may or may not know what Squid Game is at this point, but.
Nico says he probably hasn't watched it, so yeah, he doesn't know what it is.
It's not
going
to work.
But damn it, that would be a good idea.
I just want to know, I haven't spoken to anyone, if they're going to make your guys' float, like, if they're going to have a maypole.
Who's going to make it, right?
Or you guys are just screwed there with the 5 pumpkins again that they just. Spread out.
One time we were on like when we did the serial killers one.
See, I don't remember.
It wasn't
that one.
Even a float.
It wasn't?
No.
What was it?
It was like a little, like the bed of a truck, but lower.
What?
Like those things that you pull?
A trailer, like a trailer.
Like a trailer, but just the floor of it.
That's weird.
And it wasn't a float.
That's not cool.
It wasn't afloat, and then the costume decision really sucked. But
that was
I wasn't
year.
Part of the show then. I was only there part time.
Yeah, I was gone. I didn't want nothing.
Oh yeah,
to,
I don't think you were there.
Nothing to do with them. That's what I was like. I'm trying to remember.
That was a pretty bad year. Yeah,
that was a bad year. Yeah, because it was Buzz and Brandon and you, right?
And yeah, and Fernie.
Ah, Fernie was.
It was, I think, Fernie's last day when he quit.
Oh yeah, poor Fernie. Well, hopefully this year it's better.
Every year I've been striving to make it a good one.
I know, and we're always like, we'll help with the float. Well, you know, I'm willing to. Because I want you guys to look good, too, because it looks good for the pictures.
Exactly. And I'm willing to do what it takes to get, like, a good float, to have all of us have a good time. It's my favorite time.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
one event. I want us all to have a nice time, and something always has to ruin it.
Never, ever, ever.
But, yeah, start taking bets this year. Let's see when Buzz finally blows up, when he starts yelling at us for about the candy, when he yells at Lisa because Lisa's not being animated enough.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to propose that too. Like, can I just, like, I need to know what the float looks like so I don't bug you guys that we're not all so close or whatever.
In recent years, it's been that bed.
Yeah, that thing's pretty big, so.
So you would fit.
I can sit in there.
Yeah.
Hide.
Hand me bags of candy.
I'll buy a big flower and I'll just put it in front of my face. And I'll hide it. I'll just strap it to me.
Pretend I'm a flower.
Yeah, just put one big flower on my head.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. But yeah, we're going to have it and we're going to find out what's going to be the thing Buzz bitches about this year.
Yeah, look forward to that.
I so look forward to it.
It'll be coming up.
He comes back Wednesday, so we'll see what he says.
Yeah.
If not, Squid Game, yo.
Squid Game.
Emily, start watching that so we can discuss about it.
I will watch Squid Game because I think Fo's watching it. So I got to jump on that Squid Game.
Aside from the parade, we have our haunted houses as well. Those are officially open. I hear really good things about the theater one.
I was going to say, so you guys got to go experience those things for us.
Kevin just gave us the tickets, so.
Okay, I'm good. Hoping. Yeah, I knew they had left you tickets. I don't know how many, but, you know, go with your friend. Yeah. Go with someone. There's a scare cam in one of them. I don't know which one.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if it's The Field Have Eyes or the haunted theater. But there's a scare cam in one. So, like Disney, where you don't know, or some people who are obsessed with Disney know where the camera's at.
Oh my God, I never know where the cameras are.
Well, it's going to happen here. I just don't know which one it is.
And so fun.
You can see those through KLAQ.com. They're not on there. They're at the hauntedhousesofterror.com. So you can see them there. And there's some good ones. But please be warned, like if you have your child... they're going to take a picture of your child. I know you do sign a paper, but that's just something to point out.
No.
You don't want your child in these photos. We're trying our best to not put children in the photos. But sometimes we don't know the ages. So just saying, be warned.
15-year-old girls look a lot different than when I was 15.
I know, they look older than me right now. But just a reminder, this year, you're going to get a camera in the face.
Nice.
Okay. No monsters in the face. But I've seen good reviews because we got to monitor the socials, right? So good reviews. I can't go through it. I don't want to risk getting punched or punching myself.
And I'm all, oh, do they punch you?
And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that. I just get paranoid and I get very animated. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hit myself out of fear because I might.
What am I? So. Just do it. Like baby's first haunted house.
Baby's first haunted house. No, I'll wait. I'm just going to trust what you say, what Lisa says. I'll go off of you guys.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. So. I think it'll be fun. I like doing things like that.
No, I think you'll be good if you want to like take any videos or photos.
Hell yeah.
Feel free to.
Going
to. Help promote it. Because it looks really cool. And so... it's supposed to be inspired by horror movies. They haven't said specifically.
No.
They have a list. They have not shared with me. But I know it's like Saw.
Okay.
Dust Till Dawn. Is The Field Have Eyes? Has Dust Till Dawn? But Saw.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
I think is in both of them. So they haven't given me the list. But just know it's inspired by horror movies. Silent Hill is also in there.
That's pretty cool.
So, and just clowns. Clowns all the time.
Clowns are always super scary.
Every year, always a clown. So.
Right. Always super scary.
Yeah. So just, you know, if you want to win tickets, we're giving away tickets. You guys can just look for those only through October. So if people who hear this all later, whoop. Only through October, okay. But it should be good. I'm excited to see what you say about it.
I'm excited too.
It'll be good.
Kevin just gave us the tickets, so I'm all, what is this?
So this weekend? Are you gonna plan to go this weekend? Or
I can't this weekend. That's why I told him. I'm like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of like sprung it on us last minute. Like, do you guys want to go out? And then on a Thursday.
Go next weekend.
And I'm all, dude, you know that we don't like to go out on the weekdays because we have to wake up early the next day.
Yeah.
Which, you know, watching Squid Game, I was up till 11 last night.
Just go right at the doors open at 7. Go right at 7. And then go to sleep.
Yeah.
After see if you have nightmares. Yeah.
See if those nightmares about Squid Game.
Yeah. There you go. See? Got too much stimuli in that brain of yours with Squid Game.
One of the cool things about the parade is the people that participate in it. So we do have like a lot of people that do like the cars. Walkers. They'll do the walk. Businesses like to join in on it. And we give away pretty good prizes.
Yeah, we're going to do that again this year.
Super fun.
Everyone's looking forward to it. We're looking to do online contests as well. So we're looking for dogs and houses too.
Ooh, nice.
I don't know if I need to put those up already, but look for them on KLEQ.
But be on the lookout for that. If you have like cute costumes for your pets, oh my God, just send those in because I love them.
Yeah, and we got some good ones last year. I really like the person who was able to get their cat to dress up like Freddy Krueger.
Amazing.
Little glove on the paw. Adorable. Don't know how it happened.
I made a little flower crown for my cat.
Oh, to match you.
Yeah, do you want to see my little May Queen?
Yes, show us. We'll
talk
show
about,
you. Nobody can see yourself. It, but hey, just imagine the cuteness of a cat.
This is my flower crown cat.
Oh, that is perfect. That's a perfect size. It is perfect.
Look at her face. She's like, I hate
angry.
You.
Yeah, no, there's no way. My cat that looks just like that, Butters. No way.
Your cat looks just like Mariana's cat.
They look
cat.
Like sisters, yeah. When really we think it's our boss, Kevin's cat sister.
Oh.
So we think they're sisters. They look exactly alike, but one is all black.
They're big ol' eyes.
Yeah, Kevin's is all black, and mine is a tortoise shell.
Adorable. Torty.
So, yeah.
She's our little May Queen. Well, she's going to put one of us in a barn and have us burn.
Uh-oh. Are you going to find her burning bunnies outside or something?
Pigeons, probably.
Ah, yes. The death of the pigeons. Don't they all?
Uh-huh. Emily revealed something about her husband.
Yes,
that should we need a disclaimer that we're about to talk about your husband?
No, he knows.
Because I'm about to roast the hell out of you.
His excuse, because I knew this when I was starting to date him, that he didn't like scary movies.
Okay.
Because growing up, they didn't let him watch scary movies because he was a very scared child. He was scared of everything.
He was all trauma.
And then I was like, God, I did marry my dad because my dad was the same growing up, okay. According to my mom and my grandma, that to the point that they put my dad in a pentagram and performed some kind of ritual on my dad at a young age because he was so terrified of everything.
Well, that's not going to help. Pentagram's not going to help.
I don't know. You know how they say the olden days, you know, they had good witches. Pentagram, good witch. I'll go with it.
Okay.
But that's what they did to my dad. So I married my husband, who's also scared. I just told him they never did anything to you because I was like, oh, it's normal, right? They did that to my dad.
They never put you in a pentagram.
They never put you in a pentagram. And we're like, ooh, you're okay
you
now.
Try that.
Yeah. So he still doesn't like them. But, you know, like most of us growing up, we watch the classic horror movies.
Yeah.
So Halloween, Michael Myers. And I always say Michael Myers because I feel like if someone says Halloween movies, they bundle every horror movie together. But the original Halloween, he's never seen it.
Oh, my God.
And we only talked about it because Ghosts came out with their new song, which is For Halloween Kills.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you would get it if you knew Halloween. Like, the lyrics go with the movie, but you haven't. Uh-huh. I was like, you need to see that movie. He's like, well, I haven't seen any of them. I'm like, what?
Not a single one.
Not a single
one. And there's like 12.
Exactly. And we're just going to have to go through the somewhat good ones after the first one.
Uh-huh.
So what is like 4, 5, and 6? 3, maybe?
3 is like them. 3 is like it's the one that went off.
Yeah,
the,
it branched out.
So Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6 are Curse, Return, and Revenge. I don't know which order.
Then those are what I grew up watching, is 4, 5, and 6.
Halloween H2O, 20 years later.
Maybe just for the Busta Rhymes part.
Busta Rhymes is Resurrection.
Oh, he's Resurrection, not H2O.
I like H2O.
Okay, no.
Resurrection is that one. And then there's the Rob Zombie ones.
I have mixed feelings on those.
And then the last one that just came out in 2018. Halloween.
Yeah.
And then this one.
Yeah. So we're going to pick and choose.
He's got 12 to choose from.
Yeah. He doesn't have to watch all of them. That's why I told him. But you at least need to watch the original, which is on Shudder.
Oh, yeah. So. It's on Shudder. I think it's in a lot of different ones now just because we're getting closer to it.
Oh, I need to check.
Of course, on Halloween, they'll probably take it out because they do that.
Exactly. Well, usually.
Why do they do that?
Usually they hide them because, AMC has their horror fest or whatever. And so they take it away. And so I need to find it. I found it on Shudder. But if it's anywhere else, I'll look for it.
I can't believe that. Do you have a movie that you've never seen that would shock somebody? Like, oh, my God.
Maybe only The Thing. I haven't seen The Thing.
Okay.
If that's considered, it's considered an iconic horror movie that I haven't seen.
It took me a while to see that one, too.
Yeah, that one. Not bad. Reanimator.
Reanimator is all right. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Are you ready to hear mine?
Yes, I am excited.
Very shocking.
I am excited.
I don't tell a lot of people.
Uh-oh. You're telling the podcast right now.
I'm telling the podcast.
The 17 people.
The 17. We got one more. Okay. The one movie that I've never seen that I think would shock a lot of people, Nightmare Before Christmas.
What?
I've never seen it.
How have you not seen that?
I don't know. It just doesn't. I've started it.
Is it the hype?
I think it's the hype.
Really?
And I buy things that are Nightmare Before Christmas themed.
But you've never seen the full movie.
But I've never seen it.
Not even as a little kid?
Not even as a little kid.
What? I think because they shove it down your throat as a child. Right. That's why I watched it so much. But
I distinctly remember we went one year at the swap.
Yeah.
They would sell movies, right?
Uh-huh.
Just out in the open. Nobody cares.
The good days.
Like 95, 94 maybe.
Yeah.
And I remember the guy going, Nightmare Before Christmas, this just came out. Edward Scissorhands. And then
the Prime
Burton. I think I got Hocus Pocus instead.
Well, that's a good choice too.
Because it was around Halloween time, and I was like, Hocus Pocus. And that's what became the one movie that I was constantly watching.
Yeah.
But I've never seen The Nightmare Before
Christmas. Joanna, I am shocked.
I knew that would shock you.
Yes.
And I don't tell a lot of people because I know.
Your cup is missing. It was a Rugrat cup. I'm like, did you have a nightmare?
No, but my sweater was your Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, I mixed your things. Uh-oh.
And that one's the one that's missing. And it's the curse because I've never seen the movie.
Someone knew your secret. And they're like, guess what?
I know your secret.
Oh, my God.
That's my secret.
You got to watch it this year. When are you going to watch it?
Every year
I try. And you're just like, nah.
And I'm just like, no. Yeah.
It's a little slow, and that's why I was wondering, why do kids like it so much? Because it is a little slow, I would think, for kids.
And I remember, I would watch movies in the 90s, and they would have, the preview for it, and they would be like, here is how Tim Burton created the world and stuff, and I was always like, that looks cool.
Yeah.
And then, I got older, I never watched it, and then I was like, I'm going to make it a thing, I'm going to watch it.
You need to.
And it starts, and I just don't finish it. Or I lose interest, or I think it's just been, we were talking about this on the show not too long ago. The less you know about something, the better it is to watch it. But now I know way too much. It's been hyped up so much that it's like, what if it doesn't live up to the expectation?
I think it will, though. I think it will. I think it is a classic. I think you are missing out. I think it really is a classic. I'm not a hardcore fan, but I think it's
worth it. But it should be on the list.
Every year, you should watch it. And again at Christmas. I think it is good for both. Yeah, because I think it is a perfect blend of Halloween and Christmas.
Okay.
That you can do both holidays for it.
All right.
But you got to give it a chance, Joanna.
I've been giving it a chance.
A longer chance. How long do you watch it?
Like 10 minutes in.
Give it 15.
Give it 15. I'll add 15. 5 minutes every time.
Yeah, add 5 minutes and then start it again the next day at the 15-minute mark. And then give it that next 15.
And that, my faithful 17 listeners, is my secret.
It's your deep, dark secret.
It's my deep, dark secret.
And that really is a secret that you're like, what? Ooh, not you? You? You haven't seen that?
So as shocking it is that Emily's husband has never seen Halloween, any of the Halloween.
You're more shocking.
I've never seen The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, no, that's a bigger shock. Like, I was shocked just because I was like, oh, babe, really? You didn't watch Halloween?
Girl,
like,
you come on. You should tell me this before I married your ass.
Yeah, what? I knew you didn't like horror movies, but come on. But no, you not watching Nightmare Before Christmas, that's a problem.
And every year we talk about it on the show, and I'm just like, yeah, yeah, that's nice.
I let everybody else just ignore it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, just like, yeah, no, you yeah, talk guys, amongst yourselves. I've never seen
has
it.
Has Buzz seen it? Oh, he had kids. I don't know.
I'm sure he has. He talks about it.
I feel like he's
Brandon
a liar.
Was the one that would talk about it the most.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was hardcore Disney.
And so every year, everyone's like, oh, the Halloween thing at Disneyland. It's
Haunted Mansion.
Christmas themed. And I'm all.
Yeah, that's great. Cool, guys.
That's amazing.
Yeah, which it is really, it's nice. It's a nice, when you,
it looks
the Haunted
nice.
Mansion.
The aesthetic of yes. it looks amazing, right? Yes. You would figure.
Yeah, exactly, Jonna. What the heck? You've been living a lie.
I've been living a lie. I feel like I have.
You need
but
to
I mean,
it.
I've never been like, oh, I'm such a fan of it.
Yeah, which is true. So, it's just like automatically
it
assumed.
Came out in what, like 1993?
I don't know. You didn't Google the year.
I know, right? Because I've never really seen it.
Yes,
I don't know what year it came out in.
The animation just looks like typical.
It was all 1993.
Oh, look at you. You haven't seen it, but you know the year.
It says it on Google. Let's see, 93 is when Hocus Pocus also came out.
Well, see, yeah.
Which Hocus was Pocus the lesser overtaken. Hit of it because it came out in the summer.
What?
Because Nightmare Before Christmas was coming
out.
Oh,
so they hyped up that one.
Right.
See,
they put all their money into Nightmare Before
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, I watched the documentary behind that, the one Disney had and all uh-huh. that, to be like, we made this such a great movie and what it took and how weird Tim Burton is and all that. But
and then Tim Burton just got weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a thing of like, I don't like this guy.
They're like, just
so
stop.
Then when they announced like he's going to be doing Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, a little upset because I had read in an interview before, they're like, is he racist? Like, you never see a black character or person of color in his movies.
Oh, my God.
And so one time someone asked him, because I think Samuel L. Jackson came out in that Miss Peregrine's home for peculiar children.
Yeah, I
and he's
saw
like,
that, but
I'm
I don't
the first
him.
Black person in a Tim Burton movie. And they asked him, like, well, why have you never had a person of color? And he said, not exactly this, but like along the lines of like, well, they don't really fit my aesthetic. You know, it's always dark, pale.
Oh my goodness.
People. And it's not really his aesthetic. And so I was like, is this dude racist?
Is he?
But then they started announcing the cast of Wednesday.
And it's
Jenna Ortega, Luis Guzman,
Latino,
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Mm. And I'm all, that's interesting.
So how's this going to look? They're not pale enough? They're or are they
his,
pale Mexican or
they're
Latinos?
They're not his aesthetic, you know?
That's interesting. That's
and
a
so
good
I was
thing.
All like, yeah, I'm not that. Because everyone's like, oh, you guys got to talk about Wednesday and Tim Burton. And I'm all, yeah, I don't like the guy, all right?
You know, that's a good thing to look
at. And
up.
So
that's
I think I take that into me every time I try to watch Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm all, that dude sucks.
Well, I watched it before I knew. Okay.
Yeah. But no, I love like Corpse Bride. I do like that one. I like Edward Scissorhands.
She was blue. That counts for anything. It was blue.
Yeah, and so I've just never seen it. And then I think I take that with me every time I try to watch it. I'm like, screw
that's
Tim
racist.
Burton.
Racist.
Racist.
Racist. Jack's too white. Allie's too blue. He likes blue people, but he don't like anything but white and blue.
Yeah. And so Samuel L. Jackson's like, yeah, I'm the first black person in a Tim Burton movie.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
And I was going to write
this
whole
it later.
Scathing article when all this came
you
out.
Should.
But then I got the Rona.
Well, I feel
time passed by so much.
We're in spooky season, Joanna, and I encourage you now.
I'm going to title this one My Big Dark Secret.
You should, because it's perfect.
It's a big secret.
But I would like to encourage the, let's call out
Tim I know
Tim
what
Burton.
You did last Halloween, and it was not watch The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And just overthink everything Tim Burton does now to be like,
exactly.
Now I'm going to look at his stuff, too, and what? That's white.
Exactly.
White,
like,
white, white.
White people.
White.
white people everywhere.
And just keep going, yeah. White, white, white.
That's not... Sounds about white. I think is the saying. Sounds about white.
I like it.
That was my secret. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. After all these years.
Oh my goodness, Joanna. You should just wait until someone puts in the Facebook chat. The few people who listen, if they're like, did Facebook you guys chat? Hear Joanna? And see if Buzz picks up on it.
No, because one of them is going to be like, oh, you guys should talk about the secret Joanna spilled on it.
Hype it up. Make it like a really dark secret.
I've got a really big secret.
Make Buzz think you killed a person. I'd be like, nope.
Chatters, if you're hearing this, make it seem like I murdered somebody. Yeah.
Like, oops, what? Or through the app chat.
Happy Halloween. Happy first day of Halloween. That's my secret. Thank you for coming to my secret.
Go watch it for her.
Yeah, go watch it.
Spoil
in honor
it
of
for
me.
Her.
So I think this was a good therapy session here.
Yes.
I think we all revealed secrets.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you married someone who's never seen Halloween.
How dare he? Yeah, that's what I'm going to go do today. Going to go watch Halloween. Make him watch it. He's going to complain the whole time.
I'm going to watch 15 minutes of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Woo! And then,
not the usual 10.
That's okay. Give it the 15, Joanna. Trust me.
And then I'll probably go back to Squid Game.
Okay.
Squid Game? Halloween? Think about
it. We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
We'll come back.
In the next episode of What the Buzz. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Joanna.
You're welcome. Let's quit it.
Quit it.